Hi, Sergio.
Hello, Sergio.
This is Bonnie Johnson. I'm at WICN Public Radio.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm excited.
Oh, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts, the heart of Massachusetts, anticipating you coming into Boston.
I'm looking forward to that very much. It's been a while for me.
Really?
Yeah, being in Boston, yes, for whatever reason.
Tell me about being in Boston.
Well, I have only great memories. I've been there several times in the past. You know, like some cities I go back a lot, like New York, Miami. But Boston, which is a place that I like very much, you know, somehow I haven't been that much over there, but I'm looking forward.
Oh, nice. Are you a seafood lover? Do you love?
Oh, yeah. You're talking to one.
Oh.
How about Italian? What do you recommend?
The North End is somewhere where I haven't frequented, but people would probably send you there.
Okay.
You know, well, speaking of favorites, the thing I wanted to share with you what music was like in my house, you know, growing up. My mother, Sergio Mendez, is my fondest memory was of her music. And Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 was on the top of the list, just endless Sergio Mendez, to the point where they say, you know, we have the soundtrack of our life, the music that we remember.
That's so sweet.
My recollection for your music, this is the last thing I would have imagined talking to you.
Thank you. That's good.
But the thing is, my very first show, Colors of Jazz, if we pull up my first playlist, what you'll find there is Timeless, the album with Black Eyed Peas and will.i.am.
Yes.
Because I featured several selections on my very first show 10 years ago.
Oh, wonderful. That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
And we do come full circle, hence the excitement. And I can't wait for people to hear from you, Sergio, and the fact
my
that
pleasure.
You're coming.
Well,
I got endless questions. We don't have much time, but I want to jump right in.
Okay, please.
Definitely want to ask about getting with Bebel and touring on the 60-year anniversary of the Bossa Nova flavor of music.
Right. 60 years for me seems like last week there in Rio de Janeiro in Copacabana in a nightclub called the Bottles Bar. And I had a little trio and then a quartet, and everybody used to hang there. There was like Birdland in New York. Jobim, Baden Powell, I mean, everybody was there every night. So it was a wonderful atmosphere, and I think it's the time where the best Brazilian songs were written, not only by Jobim, other people like Baden Powell and so many others. And so it's a very interesting and nice, I have nothing but great memories, and I can't believe it. It's already 60 years.
And coming full circle then to perform and be touring around with Bebel, the two of you together, is really something.
Yeah, she did some shows with us before, I think a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be great to have her also in the program.
You know, I can't talk to you without bringing up the film Rio.
Uh-huh.
Because I understand there's a third iteration coming out, and the Grammy winning music.
Yes.
And celebration, and so much of the culture reflected in that album, and it's so familiar, especially young folks.
Yeah.
The culture of Brazil is reflected in that soundtrack for Rio, the couple of films that have already run, and that project, which is such a big highlight.
Oh, absolutely. It was a wonderful experience for me working with Carlos Saldanha. He's the director, producer. He wrote the stories. He's a young Brazilian filmmaker, amazing. He lives in New York, in Hoboken, and he's now, you know, become very close friends, and him and his wife. And when he first showed me the storyboard, I fell in love with the project. And working the movies and writing songs, and was a wonderful thing. And then I was nominated for the song, you know, for the theme, for the Oscars, which I didn't win, but we're nominated for the Oscars.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a great experience, both Rio 1, Rio 2, and I'm always looking forward to work with him. There was a great musician also. Carlinhos Brown from Brazil was working on the movie with me. We wrote songs together. So it was just an unbelievable experience.
Yeah. like Jamie Foxx voicing.
Yeah, that's right.
Did y'all like go into the studio, or were things happening separately and then come together? What was kind of the process?
Sometimes we did. I was there when Jamie Foxx sang, and I was there in most of the sessions because I was kind of helping to be part of the production of the movie, of the soundtrack. Yeah. There was a wonderful composer named John Powell from Britain. He wrote all the beautiful orchestrations, and you know, it was a great contribution from John Powell as well. You know, everybody that's in the movie.
I love it, yeah. And so that's a highlight, too, because here on Colors of Jazz, I like to describe the show as playing traditional jazz, contemporary artists. I like to play a few show tunes that groove. You know, this is sort of my mantra here. Mixing it up. You know, I was looking back at different interviews and such, and something that stood out for me in describing yourself, it is as an interpreter. And I wonder if you could dig a little deeper on the notion of composed music and what's that meant for you along the way and your journey of bringing the jazz and sort of, you know, people describe of pop music and sort of the heyday of what was bossa nova in the 60s and how that, what are your first thoughts are there?
So, for me, I've been so lucky and fortunate to have a long career and had the chance to work with so many people that I loved, my idols, people like starting with Cannonball Adderley, you know, all the other people that I work with in my life. And then, of course, will.i.am, all the people that are involved on the Timeless album. And now I have a new album coming out beginning of next year, and also a documentary about my life. And all those people are going to be in the documentary as well.
I heard about that. So that's Sergio Mendez in the Key of Joy.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us more.
I wrote a lot of songs. I co-wrote and wrote a lot of songs on this album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, coming out in February 2020.
So it's going to be a big year.
I hope so.
So here you are on tour, kind of maybe warming us up and getting us back
right.
in the rhythm, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I think that's smart. I love it.
Hi, this is Sergio Mendez talking to Bonnie Johnson at WICN 90.5, The Colors of Jazz.
Listening to Rio, there was a loose reference to American Idol in one of the songs, and it reminded me of John Beasley and a conversation that I have had with him here on Colors of Jazz. So understanding, then seeing him in clips, playing with you, working with you.
Yes, yes.
So I thought I would just mention, I figured, hey, I'm going to drop names. I've talked to John Beasley. I love him.
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's wonderful. I love that orchestra he had about Thelonious Monk music. Orchestra, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's an amazing musician.
Monkestra, big band. Absolutely. There's a question I love to ask all my guests because you're on Colors of Jazz. What color is influencing your day, or maybe you have a favorite color?
Green.
Oh, I love it. You know, I talked to Al Jarreau once and he told me it was green.
Really?
Yes.
He was amazing too. What a great guy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, amazing.
I remember him saying he wanted to record bossa nova.
He loved Brazilian music, I know. And he had an incredible voice, great musician.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, you know, all that collaboration that goes on, it really is something. One more question. Speaking of your hero, Cannonball Adderley, and I'm going to give you a quote from him. And just let's float on your first thoughts around this quote from Cannonball Adderley.
Yes.
Cannonball Adderley once said, "Understanding is the least important thing when it comes to digging jazz, because like anything else, jazz is a form of entertainment. It's created to be enjoyed, not understood, like you read a blueprint."
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And he always played in the key of joy. He was the happiest player. I mean, when you hear Cannonball playing, it's like, it's a big smile for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was amazing.
And that's what we get from the music that you all have brought us from Brazil.
Yeah,
you know?
Very much.
And that first encounter in the 60s, you're coming here and into New York, or them coming there. And
1962, I went to see him at Birdland in And that's when I met him, and he asked me to play with him, and I did it. And he said, can you stay another 10 days? I'll take care of your hotel, the whole thing. Let's make a record together. How about that? And then he introduced me that same night. He said, I want you to meet my new piano player. That was Joe's Avenue.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I had just come in from Austria. And we became very, very close friends also until he died, because he lived here in L.A. Amazing, another genius.
Wow.
Yep.
We could go on and on for an hour. You have so many stories, I'm sure.
I do. Pleasure talking to you.
We're going to look forward to seeing you and the band of Babel, of course, Gilberto.
Okay, it's the 18th Friday.
Yeah.
Berkeley Performing Center, right?
The Berkeley Performance Center, that's right. Right over at the college.
I'm looking forward to meet you at the show. Please, you know, let's meet after the show. It'll be my pleasure, Bonnie.
That sounds good. Thanks, Sergio.
Okay.